Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 87 of the Big Boo Cast, which just happens to be our Christmas gift guide episode. We are so excited to talk to you about so many fun things. And before we do that, I want to tell you that this episode is sponsored by Action Heat. Action Heat makes the world's best heated clothing powered by rechargeable batteries. This is the perfect solution to keep you toasty and warm, even in the most frigid winter weather. Action Heat clothing provides warmth and comfort for your whole body, including heated jackets and socks and gloves and hats and even undergarments like long johns. You can stay warm and cozy from head to toe with Action Heat. This clothing is engineered to safely and efficiently deliver heat via heating panels, similar to a heated car seat. They can reach temperatures of up to 135 degrees and are powered by a rechargeable, low-voltage lithium-ion battery that lasts up to 12 hours on each charge. And get this, you can also recharge your phone or any other gadget while you're wearing these clothes. This is perfect for any friend or family member on your holiday gift list, available in men's and women's styles. Heated products that fit everyone's budget starting at just $39.99. When I go to the Mississippi State Ole Miss game Thursday night, you better believe I'm going to have my heated gloves with me and a heated undershirt layer as well. So we've got a special deal for our listeners here at the Big Boo Cast to save 15% off of your entire order. Just go to action-heat.com/boo to check out everything Action Heat has to offer. That's action-heat.com/BOO and use the coupon code BOO at checkout to save 15% off of your order. Stay toasty warm while you enjoy all your outdoor activities this winter with Action Heat. And we thank them so much for sponsoring this episode of the podcast. Alrighty, y'all. We're about to lay it out with some gift ideas for Christmas 2017, and we are so glad y'all are here. Hope you enjoy it. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
This is our special
edition
of the Big Boo Cast with some of our favorites for Christmas this year.
That's right. A little gift guide, if you will.
A little gift guide, if you will. And we have not disclosed the items in our gift guide to each other.
No, we have not.
Mm-hmm. So
the anticipation is killing me.
I know. It is fraught with drama right now. Yes.
I really thought there was a part of me, though, that I thought, I don't know that we're not going to list the same five things. I mean, you know what? We tend to always gravitate towards the same stuff. So I really tried to venture out and go beyond the norm.
Well, I will say, like, I knew I was not going to put rosehip oil on my list because I felt like everybody's real clear on where we stand about rosehip oil.
Yeah, I didn't put that on mine either, because I feel like at this point, if we haven't convinced you to buy rosehip oil, then I don't think you're meant to be a rosehip oil customer. I mean, like, I think we've sold that sucker. We've been the best commercial for mm-hmm. it we could be.
Yeah, I keep thinking one day that I will get a thank you note in the mail from Teddy Organics, but alas, I have not.
No. Mm-hmm. And I even saw this week an additional study that said some study they did at Harvard showed that all women should be using rosehip oil.
Really?
Yeah, it's like the kale of 2017.
Yes.
We should all be using it. So,
yes, but it's not in our gift guide. It's not in our gift guide.
It's not. No, it is not. That's an optional. Now, somebody would love it, but that's not an official gift guide item.
Right. I do think, though, I noticed as I was kind of looking around for this and I was trying to think, I actually saw an oil that was for men, like for like a skin oil for men. And I thought, oh, the oils are catching on like crazy.
It's all about the oils right now.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is not all about that base. It is all about that oil.
It is all about that oils. Don't you think, though, I always wonder when something like that, like when it's all about the oils right now, if this is one of those that we're going to look back. Remember when it was like, I don't know, 20 years ago when everybody was about, are you an autumn or a winter or
yes.
a spring? Remember when you'd get your color palette done or whatever?
Yes.
Like, I always wonder if oils, like if they're like going to be like the twist of beads of 2017, where you look back and go, I had to have all those twist of beads with that shell clasp, and then just one day, done.
Well, you know, though, I think the thing with the oils, though, is they really, I mean, like, The rosehip oil, I will say, not that we're mentioning it on the gift guide, but I will say that it really does work in a way that is surprising to me. So I know some people have said it's not for them. Totally get it. But for some reason, my skin really likes it.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. It's not for everybody, but for those. But I do think everybody can benefit from some sort of oil.
I agree. Hold on. My plug just came out. My computer is about to... Hold on one moment, please.
Okay.
All right. Memento. We have a technical difficulty.
Okay.
Hold on. Okay. Now. All right. That's settled. Okay. So do you want to go first? Do you want me to go first? What do you feel is our best format for this exciting information that we're going to share today?
How on earth? I mean, I think let's take turns. I think it's probably, I'm happy to go first unless you want to go first.
Let me ask you this. Do you have anything on your list specifically for a hostess gift?
I have something that would work as a hostess gift, but it's not necessarily specific to a hostess gift.
Okay. So I cheated and put my number one thing is hostess gifts.
Oh, look at you. See,
and then I have three options for hostess gifts because I felt like as I was kind of looking around, I felt like these are good things to take with you if you're going to somebody's house and you're not.
Oh, good. Let's start with that then.
Okay. So this is my number one. Under the category, this is just number one, hostess gifts in the gift guide.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you three things that I really like for hostess gifts. All right, ready?
Right, yes.
Okay, so the first thing that I thought of for a hostess gift has to do with something that I loved a whole lot last year, and I mentioned even last year, but it is the Leslie Odom Jr. Christmas album.
Yes, that is a good one. I agree with that.
And there's a deluxe version this year where it's the songs from last year, and then there are about five new songs on there. Mm-hmm. I looked on Amazon. It's like $10, $11. If I were looking at my holiday calendar, and let's just say that I had a social life, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would look at what I had to go to, and I think I would order several of those to keep on hand. And because
to present as a gift.
Yeah. Just when you go over to somebody's house or whatever, or even a neighbor gift, but I love the CD so much. It is so beautiful. It's so classic. There's nothing like cheesy or kitschy or anything like that about it. It's just gorgeous. And so that is my first hostess gift choice is the Leslie Odom Jr. Christmas CD.
I love that. I think that's a great suggestion. I think I'm going to steal that. Although Perry and I did just have this conversation this morning about how we don't go to any, because we were talking about a couple that said, we'd love to go to dinner with y'all. And Perry said, look at us making friends, no matter how hard we've tried not to. And I was like,
look at the Lord. Look at the Lord.
Look at how we've got a social life, even though we try so hard not to. But we laughed because I said we do the same thing every year. Like I was on, I think it was Annie Down's podcast a couple, and she was like, "What's your like go to outfit for a holiday party?" And I'm like, "Oh, you're assuming I go to a holiday party." Like my go to outfit is that I plan a lot of outfits in my head that I could hypothetically wear to a holiday party, and then the night before I think, do I really want to go to that party? And then pretty much I'm home in my pajamas. And that's pretty much life.
Yes, ma'am. Now, I will also say that I think hostess gifts are good, not just if you're going somewhere, but if your kids are going somewhere, like if there is a family that's hosting a party for some kids in the grade or whatever, I think it's always nice to send something there. Because guess what they're going to do for the 3 hours those kids are there? Not rest.
Don't let some groceries watch their grocery bill go up exponentially.
That's right.
Yeah.
So the Leslie Odom Jr. CD, I think, is a great hostess gift. Another thing that I think is a great hostess gift is something that my friend Heather gave me last year, really just for no other good reason than the fact that I was exhausted and she knew it would cheer me up. Mm-hmm. But they're dish towels from Anthropologie, and it's the Baker Stripe dish towel. It comes in a set of four. They're very classic. There's a green one, a yellow one, kind of a maroon one, and a red one. And they're big. They're super absorbent. They don't shrink, and they don't look super worn. So if I'm using one of those and somebody comes over, I don't feel like I have to hide the dish towel that happens to be on my countertop or hang it over my sink or whatever at the time.
Okay.
It's $20 for this set. And you could really, I mean, like if you're, you know, you could really take, divide the set up, tie it with a pretty bow. But I think that's just one of those things. I always get tea towels and I love tea towels. Mm-hmm. They're so cute. Mm-hmm. But a good, like real dish towel is gold in this house.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that. Okay, that's a great one.
And then here's my last hostess gift.
Okay.
I didn't say that right. That's it. But a hostess gift. My last hostess gift. Say it seven times quickly. Mm-hmm. But my last hostess gift is there's a little book. It's called 5-Word Prayers by Lisa Whittle. And I'm looking at mine right now, and it's a 40-day devotional, but, and the whole, like, subtitle is where to start when you don't know what to say to God. But here's what I love about it, is that when you look at the, and it's just a small little book, but, like, one of the prayers is, with you, life makes sense. And then she writes kind of something that expounds on that, and there's a verse about that, or without you, I am nothing. I hold tight to you. So help me to forgive myself. So it's just kind of, I don't know. I think the holidays are tough sometimes for people.
Yes.
And so I love the idea of just like an encouraging little book to hand to somebody if you're going over to their house or if your kids are going over to somebody's house. And this is just a little paperback. It's, I don't know. It's just a sweet, sweet little book. So Lisa Whittle's 5-Word Prayers, I think, is a really sweet hostess gift for the Christmas season, especially if you know somebody's having a hard time.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. I was thinking I had one kind of little hostessy gift because I was thinking along those lines, and this is going to be a sharp left turn from the helpful gift. It is not a bottle of wine. It's not that sharp of a turn.
Sure.
But I love, one of my favorite little websites to find cute little gifty things is Two Funny Girls. And they do lots of like little personalized like styros and coffee cup, like little paper to go coffee cups. Like they sent me last year, like the little paper cups like you get from Starbucks. And then like I have a monogram sleeve. Remember, that's when I was going to have my coffee bar.
When you were going to have your coffee bar in your cabinet and the whole internet said, don't do that. Don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that. You'll grow mold. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All you're going to do is get black mold. Mm-hmm. But I do still, now I have like a little coffee tray in my kitchen and I have those cute little to-go cups with my little monogrammed S sleeve, but like those, or I think even like a sleeve of like personalized styros, or they've got them for like different people's teams, like your favorite football team or whatever, because it's bowl season around the holidays.
Love
like
that.
I just think that's a great little easy, you know, and they're packaged real cute, like with a little, you know, in cellophane with a little bow on top. That's a cute little gift that I feel like everybody can use.
Yes, my friend Mary Helen gave me two sets of those one time. I think when my first book came out, some Mississippi State ones and then some with S's on them. And I loved them. I think that's a great gift.
Yeah. And we tend to rewash our styros at our house too. Like, okay. So I make them last a long time. So, which is a little bit like my grandmother, but in her country crock tub that she used to rewash forever.
Yeah, I'm guessing you don't put them in the dishwasher necessarily.
No, I put them in the top shelf of the dishwasher.
Stop it. You do not.
Yes, I do. I put them in the top shelf of the dishwasher and they come out clean and they do not melt. So
that's going to change my whole life.
Yeah, no, they totally, I'm going to tell you that I can't even take credit for that. Perry did that when we were first married because he used to always take, it was kind of back in the days before Yetis and stuff. So he'd always take a styrofoam cup of coffee like in the morning and he would reuse them, which was one of those things when you're newlyweds that you're like, what have I done? Who have I married? It's going to rewash these styrofoam cups that you can get like 50 for $1 at HEB. Mm-hmm. But no, you can wash them in the dishwasher.
And with a heated, like a heated drying cycle.
Yes, they go through the whole thing. Now, don't put them on the bottom. They've got to go on the top. But they will not, they don't melt. They come out good as new.
Listen, this is not only helpful, it is educational. I had no idea. I had no idea you could wash a styrofoam cup.
Yep, you sure can. Now, somebody's going to email me and tell me that what that's doing is probably putting tons of toxins in my other dishes. But I'm going to go ahead and save you the trouble and tell you I don't care. Whatever. It works for me. We're all going to die of something. If mine is from fumes that come off a styrofoam cup in the dishwasher, then that's just the way I was meant to go.
Well, so, I mean, odds are you've got some plastic in that dishwasher too. So I feel like either way.
There's lots of toxins
abound. Cooking. Yes.
Yeah, that's it. Lots of toxins cooking up in the dishwasher. So, but I am not making coffee in my pantry. So at least I have that going for me.
Good going. Okay. I love that. I love that you, I mean, I love the whole idea of the personalized mugs or styrofoam cups, but I especially love that you can wash those styrofoam cups. That's genius. Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Okay, here's my first legitimate gift idea. I guess my second idea total. This is going to be very important because I feel like I really, I bent the rules a little bit with my hostess gifts. But here's my second idea. So we have talked before about how we feel like there's a point in your life where you almost need to have another shower. Like all the stuff you got when you were married, you know, maybe you need a little reboot with all that. So here's something I love, and I think you could use it a bunch of different ways, but Pioneer Woman's casserole dishes. They're at they're at Walmart. They are so affordable. They are super cute. There is a set that I'll link to that has kind of a ruffled top, and there's a turquoise one, and then there's a smaller one that has flowers in the bottom, and I think they are so, the colors are so fun, and they're practical. But, and by the same token, like, it's just a fun little way, I think, to reboot something that you use all the time, but maybe you're tired of the Corningware that you got back in 1995.
Yes.
So I love them. And you can get two of those. You can get a set for $20. And I think, what a great gift. And even if you just want to take somebody, like, some cookies or something like that, put it in that instead of a plate that is going to go along with a bunch of other mismatched plates in the cabinet. Like I love the idea of putting something yummy or put a dip in there and take it to somebody. But I think those are the cutest casserole dishes.
I love that. And, you know, she's got, I've been eyeing for a long time, she's got those good size, like, batter bowls that are, like, decorative.
Yes.
And I think those are so cute. And that falls in the category of that. I think, why don't I just buy myself a batter bowl? But that's part of why I love gifts like that, because that's something you wouldn't necessarily buy yourself, but you would love to have.
Yeah, because I mean, like, I don't go in Walmart a ton, but when I do, I always see her stuff. I always think it's so cute. Mm-hmm. And but like, there's a measuring cup, like an oversized measuring cup with a Christmas theme this year. And again, like, I think it's so cute, but I'm just not going to make a special trip to go buy that for myself. So, but, I love the idea of kind of brightening up somebody's cabinets with something that they'll use all the time that maybe gets them out of the rut again with the Corningware that's, you know, 20 years old at this point.
Yes, exactly. That's, you know, my mother-in-law several years ago bought me, like, new like measuring cups, like nice little measuring cups and like measuring spoons. And I was so excited. Like, it's probably still one of my favorites because it is that thing where I'm like, I lost my third of a cup a long time ago. You know,
you just eyeball that thing as best you can.
Yeah. So you just pour it in a half cup and you kind of look and go, that looks like about a third, you know, like. Uh-huh. It's that kind of stuff. And you're not going to go replace it. I love that. I think that's such a good idea.
So anyway, and it's also a good way, like, nobody needs any more plastic stuff to keep up with or to throw away or whatever either, which I think is what we typically use if we're going to take somebody a dip or something over the holiday. So I love the idea of going and buying a couple of sets of that and putting whatever you're going to take them in that. And then voila, or you can just give somebody both dishes, give them a set of two with nothing in it, and it's still fun.
Okay, I love it. That's a great idea.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're off to a great start.
Thank you. I appreciate the encouragement.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, mine is, we've already talked a little bit about tea towels, but I am going to, so my friend Heather Gauthier, who did the cover art for my book, is an artist, and I love her stuff, and I feel like a lot of people love her stuff, but there is a place online, so she told me this week, it's called Green Box Art, which we'll have all these links and stuff in the show notes, but it's called Green Box Art. But basically they have developed, they've taken her art and there are tea towels with her art.
Stop.
There are like mini canvases that are already framed with her art and prints that you can buy that are her art. And they're just really cute and like all kinds of just a different mix. Like, so if you know somebody who would love just a fun little, like, there's one I have to say, and this goes against everything in me, but there's one that she's done that's a longhorn. And it's like on blue and it's like a longhorn, but he's holding like a white pitcher on one and a stack of plates. And like, if I had a University of Texas fan that I loved, like, it would make the cutest little gift. Like, it's just a little tiny little framed canvas. And I just think it's so cute, but there's lots of little stuff like that, and then the tea towels would be great hostess gifts, or they would be stocking stuffers. But there's all kinds. Actually, the whole site has a lot of really cute little gifty ideas. But I specifically love that they've got her stuff, just because I'm such a fan of her stuff. And it's a great way to put a little bit of it in someone's life.
I love that. And, you know, you saying that reminded me, if you're thinking about, this is not on my list, this is just a sidebar. If you if you also think, you know, I need to buy for a teenage guy or for a college age guy, oldtry.com, they do lots of, graphic, I don't know what the right word is. It's not paintings, it's not illustrations like what Heather does, but it's, I don't know what you even call it, but they do those prints.
Like graphic art kind of. Like,
yeah, I don't know.
Right?
Yeah. I don't know. But it's like one of my favorite things that I in our house is a print that they did, and it's all letterpress prints, and it says One Kind of Folks from To Kill a Mockingbird.
Oh, cute.
But it's just different stuff kind of driven by different states and stuff. So I love to give something like that that's going to wind up on somebody's wall or somebody's bookshelf. I think if you know somebody really well, it's so fun to do that. So I love that her stuff is so accessible that you can get it.
Yeah, it's already. It's super cute. And I feel like the collection it would be cute in everything from like a nursery to get a little print for somebody's kitchen, or, you know, there's different, you know, I don't know. They're just all super cute. So, and the tea towels are, I love because the colors are like her prints, like they're super vibrant. So they would just look really cute hanging in your kitchen.
Okay. I love that.
Yeah.
Is there a lot of lead time required for that? Like,
they've already, like, everything's like ready to go. Like, that's beauty awesome. Of it is it's like they've manufactured it. And allegedly she's got some dishes and things coming soon, but they've started with like the tea towels, the mini prints, stuff like that.
I'd love that.
Yeah. So,
okay.
There you go.
Okay. All right. Here's my next thing. This could be girl or guy. This next one.
Okay. Oh, I'm so excited.
And this is something, I don't know if we've talked about on the podcast before, but we've certainly talked about it in real life before, which is the waterproof Birkenstocks.
Oh, that's like a no-brainer. The Birken Crocs are the greatest thing ever.
They are. They're Birken Crocs. And here's what made me think of it. So I got David a pair back when I got mine. And they really, they're Crocs made, I mean, they're Birkenstocks made out of the same material, the same rubber, whatever that is, that would be in a Croc. But because they're waterproof, they're super cushy.
Mm-hmm.
And like Alex has taken over David's pair completely.
Okay.
And, and loves them. So like, and now everybody's wearing big, thick socks with their Birkenstocks and all that kind of stuff. And so I don't think it's even necessarily something you'd have to wait to the summer to wear. But I love the colors. Like for men, you can get them in kind of a royal blue or a hunter green or a black. And then for women, there are all sorts of fun colors. I have them in hot pink. My friend Stephanie has them in white. You've got them in, what color did you get when you got them?
I've got hot pink. I've got like a hot pink, and Caroline's got them in navy blue.
Yeah. They're so great. They're so comfortable. And like, if I'm going to, when I go to soul dance, for example,
yes.
And I have on my grippy socks, like it's just really easy to slide those on and you just rinse them off, and they're awesome. They're great outdoor shoes, and they're only like $35.
Yeah. So, yeah. That's a great idea.
So I really, really like them. And it's a good way to get the look of a Birkenstock in a more practical style, maybe than the regular suede ones.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, because you're going to wear them. Yeah. Because you really can wear them anywhere.
Mm-hmm. They're my go-to beach shoes now. That's what I use instead of flip-flops when we go to the beach. But I also wear them all year long. They're awesome. Love them.
Yeah.
They are highly good. Recommend.
Yeah. And their Perry's, like, if you have an outdoorsman, like, their Perry's, like, his post-fishing shoes. You know what I mean? Like, after he's waited, after a long day on the boat, like, he keeps his Birken Crocs so he can, like, slide those on in the boat. So there you have it.
Does he have pre-fishing shoes as well?
I'm sure he has pre-fishing shoes, but the Birken Crocs are really, they're post-fishing shoes, you know, so that's what he wears. Okay, my next one, this is one that I think, and actually Gully is the one that inspired this for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this is a great gift for any, I think it could be for women of all ages. Well, really like from teenage girls up to grown-ups.
Okay.
But I love, and I think this falls under a category of something that you would not buy for yourself necessarily, but I love like a beauty gift set. Because I think that's just something that you're not, I always look at them and I'm intrigued, but I'm like, I'm not going to buy that. But there's one right now called the Lash Stash at Sephora. And it includes 7 deluxe size mascaras plus 2 full size mascaras. It's like a mascara sampler.
I'm sorry. You said a lot of mascara just now.
I know. 7 deluxe size mascaras. And it includes like Dior Show, like a Lancome, like nice, like high end, like good mascaras.
That is fantastic.
Yes. But I'm telling you, Gully got that. She bought that for herself. She'll say like 2 years ago when she was having a bad day, she decided to treat herself to a Lash Stash. Mm-hmm. And it became a thing where, because we meet for lunch on Tuesdays, where like I would be like, your eyelashes look so good today, and she'd be like, well, today I used, you know, like it was a mix. And so you can try different ones, you can layer different ones, you can figure out what works, but it's a lot of mascara. And
this
so
this would be such a rabbit hole for me, you realize, like,
yeah,
I would go in the bathroom with that thing and might not come out for hours.
I know, because it's like you could mix and lengthen and thicken and then extend and separate, you know? I mean, like, there's no end. And so it's like $45 for the Lash Stash, which I feel like
is a great gift.
Yes. And then I think what is great is, like, I know from Gully, like, she ended up, I can't even remember which one she ended up loving, but like, you find the mascara of your dreams where you're like, oh, this is one that I really reach for the most or whatever. And then I think on that same, the other one I saw that I really liked is the, is it Styla or Stila, however you say it, yes. S-T-I-L-A, Styla. Yes. They have a star-studded 8 all-day liquid lipstick set.
Okay, all-day liquid lipstick.
All-day liquid lipstick set, and it is also like $45. It's at Sephora, but it's 8 all-day liquid lipsticks. And so I like the idea of something like that, because like I know Caroline loves to like sample different lip glosses and colors and all that stuff. So I just feel like that's a great thing for any woman in your life who may enjoy a good beauty product.
That's so fun. Yeah, I love to try stuff like that. And again, you're not, it would feel super wasteful to go in and say, well, I'm going to try 4 mascaras today. But if they have already, they've put together a set for you, that is public service right there, if you ask me.
Absolutely. But I think that falls under, I'm never going to go in and really probably buy that for myself, because that's going to feel, but if somebody bought that for me, I would be like, oh, this is a total score.
Well, that is delightful.
Mm-hmm. So there you have it.
Kudos to you for that one.
Well, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Okay. So here's my next one. Again, this comes from real life and real experience, but this is something I've talked about, or I think I blogged about it at one point. Anyway, I had some friends who were here, and we were shopping, and I ran across this wallet, which is technically maybe a wristlet, but it's the Joy Susan brushed mini convertible wristlet. I know that's a lot of words, but
yes,
it comes with a long strap, so you can wear it, like, you know, you could wear it crossbody if you wanted to. I just carry it with a little wristlet thing attached to it, but it holds so much stuff that a lot of times I just carry that. And like my car, I keep my keys in there because I have keyless entry or whatever. And so it's always a whole thing to like, are you keeping, I can just tuck my keys in there. I keep lipstick in there. I keep my credit cards, debit card, cash. But it's got a compartment on the outside where your phone can go real easily. And then like your top, like if you use your debit card and your American Express and your driver's license, to keep all that in one place. And then it opens up again and you can put everything else in there.
But I love
that. It works like a wallet. It's also small enough where you can carry it into like a college football game without having to have the clear bag, because it's the right size. You know, it's that small size.
Oh, that's a score.
So it's $48, and we'll put the link up for the website. There's a store here in Birmingham called At Home that actually carries them for less than what they sell for on the website, but I don't know if you can order them. But I have loved that thing, and it's they come in really pretty colors, and it's practical, but it's cute, and I think, again, for teenage girls or for people our age, either one, it works.
Okay. And then you can just throw it, I'm assuming then you can just throw it into your larger bag you need to do that. Yeah. Like so it goes either way.
Yeah. So today I took my purse to church. So I had it in there just as my wallet. But if I'm just running around and running errands or whatever, or if I leave school to run somewhere, I just grab that and everything's in there and I'm done. So love it.
Okay. I love that. That's a great, I'm like, you just did such a good job. I'm ready to go order one for myself right now.
Well, you know, a lot of people have those hobo wallets, which I think are great looking, but they're pricey. And so, which, you know, a hobo wallet also holds a ton, but this one, I really like the zipper place on the outside where my phone can go. And then like I said, mm-hmm. those top three or four cards that you're always grabbing for. And then you have that other compartment where you can put everything. So I really, really like it. It's Joy Susan, the brushed mini convertible wristlet.
Okay. All right. And that's good because I feel like I'm constantly, because I feel like I keep getting all these like leather handbags or what I'm tending to carry these days that are made by, you know, female artisans.
Yes.
I feel like what they lack is any compartmentalized storage within the purse. You know what I mean? So I feel like I'm forever digging for my phone, for my stuff, so if I could have it in one little place inside of that larger bag, that would be great.
Yes. So I love, love, love. And I'm about to order me another one, I think, because I have an orange one and there's a blue color. It's real pretty. I think I'm going to get two.
Oh, okay. Well, look at you. I think I'm going to order one for myself.
Well,
I think
you should.
Because that's one. Perry is never going to figure that out for Christmas. I just need to go ahead and get that for myself.
That's right. That's right.
So, okay. That kind of segues into my next one, which this is a company I actually found when I was doing, I was with Jamie Ivey on her little happy hour gift guide. Mm-hmm. But it's a company called May Designs. And I love them so much because my mother-in-law, I have discovered, she loves like some sort of like pretty office supplies / agendas / stationery / calendar type things. And what May Designs has, which I love, is they have a thing called like the classic folio, which is like a leather bound kind of binder, but it's almost like a wallet type thing. But then they have these little notebooks that are probably approximately, I'm going to say like 8x5. Now my math could be off, but I'm just trying to give you, that's about the size. But then you can order different little personalized notebooks that go inside the little leather folio thing.
Cute.
So like, for instance, the one I have is like, there's one that, and they're all these really cute patterns. So like I have one that has like my name on it, on a, like a flowered pattern, and it's just got lined pages like to take notes. And then there's another one that's in there and it's actually a calendar. And then there's another one in there that's like a prayer and gratitude journal. So you can customize like what the different interior pages look like, and then put together like a whole little, so it's like a little folio that you carry that could be like your calendar, a notebook where you have your grocery list, like all that stuff. And there again, like it could easily fit into a purse.
I love that.
Yeah, it's really cute. And but then they also have like personalized stationery, and then they've just got like paper agendas, but they've got the cutest little like patterns. Like some of their little ones, you can either monogram them, or some of them already have like Bible verses on them. But you can kind of customize like the inside, the outside, whatever. I just think they're really, really cute.
I'm looking at it right now. These are so pretty and so feminine and fun. And I love them.
I know. Aren't they cute? And then the folios come in like, I mean, you can get pink or blue or whatever, or you can just get standard like leather. But I just think it's just a great little, because I mean, I think the folios are a little more expensive, but like if you had somebody who would love that. But I also think just even like the paper agendas could be a great gift, or some personalized stationery or something like that.
I love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a big fan. I was like, this is a score.
And I just looked, they have academic agendas.
Yes. Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
For so, all your students, all your girls who'd like to write their stuff down with their pens.
That's right. That's right. And they have phone cases. They have all kinds of little stuff. So, but I think it's a great little stop for, because I love that you can change, like you can have different pages that have different things. They also have little tassels there too, which I'll, I got one of their little tassels and now it's on my keychain and I love it. It's like, so it helps me find my keys down in my bag made by artisans.
This is super cute. And I'm just looking at this. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to step out and I'm going to say this. If you have a niece or a younger cousin and you feel like you struggle knowing what to buy for her, every girl I work with would be so tickled to get any of this kind of thing. Here's the deal. Teenage girls, especially, they love their handwriting. They love to practice their handwriting. They love, I want to make the, we sit with a couple other families every week at church, and it, between those two families, there are two girls Alex's age. And if I want to like just get completely tickled, I hand them a new kind of pen on Sunday when we sit down, and it's just like, at Miss South, like Miss South. So if you are tempted to think, well, I'll go to a large Bath and Body store and get them some sort of body wash and some sort of vanilla scent stop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go home or pull up your phone and do this, because I can't think of a teenage girl I know who would not love this.
That's what I think too. And they've got like sticker packs that have like, so you can like put little stickers on your calendar or on your planner.
Stickers.
You got some stickers. Well, and I will tell you, Caroline Schenkel, for at least two Christmases running on that thing, like what she gets is some like mega pack of gel pens from Amazon every Christmas, because she uses them. She brings them to school and she colors her different colors and her different stuff and all that stuff. And I mean, you can get a pack of those for like $13. And so you get somebody an agenda and a notebook and some gel pens. That's a score.
Yes, ma'am. That's a score. That's such a great gift. I love that. I'm actually, I hope nobody I know is listening, because I think this is what I'm going to do for some folks. So yeah, that's
surprise.
I think the little agendas by themselves are so cute. Like you don't really, and I love a smaller journal. Like, I don't know, just for, I don't know. That's so cute.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think you have to do like the leather folio. I mean, I think you absolutely could for a nicer gift, but I think just a paper agenda for somebody is a great gift.
Okay, super cute. Love it.
Thank you.
Hey, y'all, this is Sophie. I'm all by myself in the middle of the podcast, and I want to tell you about two really great additional gift options, both of these from our friends at Hummingbird Farms. Y'all know that Melanie and I love the products from Hummingbird Farms. They have a lavender farm and they make all kinds of wonderful body and bath products from that lavender. And this Christmas, they have two boxes full of our favorites. So there's the Big Boo box, which has a trio of their heavy creams, this really moisturizing lotion. It has their lavender mint shampoo and conditioner. It has their original lavender lotion. And then there's a Big Boo 2 box that has lavender body oil that Melanie and I both love so much. It has a lavender pillow mist, a lavender body wash with a puff, and a full-size lavender heavy cream. These products, y'all, are so luxurious, so pampering. And each one of these boxes, if it were you were to buy all these things individually, would be over $100 worth of product. But if you buy one of these boxes, you can use the code BIGBOO26, BIGBOO26, and get one of the boxes for $49 plus free shipping. If you buy two of the boxes, whether it's two of the same kind or one of each, you use the code BIGBOO57, BIGBOO57, and you can get each of the boxes for $49 plus free shipping. It's a really good deal, over 60% off on each box. And then it's all packaged up for you. It looks beautiful. It smells beautiful. It feels beautiful on your skin. And the people you love are going to love it. So hummingbird-farms.com/gifts is where you can find them. And if you order one of those boxes, use the code BIGBOO26. If you order two of those boxes, use the code BIGBOO57. And you'll get each of them for $49 plus free shipping. You're going to love them. Alrighty, back to the podcast. Oh, it's my turn now, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so this one is, well, I discovered a few months ago, and you know I'm relatively new to like workout shoes or tights or anything that I like, because this is 2017 has been all new territory for me with that, in that area. But I've discovered that I really love Lucy leggings. They have something called a perfect cord legging. But I'm not telling you, they're expensive, and I'm not telling you to do that for anybody. But they have a top. It's called, it's the Lucy Final Rep top. There's a long sleeve and there's a short sleeve. Here's what's so genius about it. Because when you go to the gym, and I'm speaking specifically maybe to people who have had children or who are in their 40s, and maybe just people who aren't 25 is who I'm specifically talking to. These tops are longer in the front, so they cover your stomach. They just kind of scoop down. They cover your stomach, but they're extra long in the back, so they cover your behind. So they're not
crucial.
So they're not so thin that they're see-through or paper thin, but it's also not like having on like a big bulky t-shirt, like oversized t-shirt where it just gets in your way all the time. So they're cute. They're in tons of different colors and prints, but they're, and they come in all sizes. They go from small to, I think they go to 3X, like, so all sizes, all body types can wear them. But I love that they're long enough in the front to cover your stomach and just the tops of your thighs, and then long enough in the back to cover your behind. But they look super cute, and they're really great for the gym. So the Lucy, the Final Rep top, they're short sleeve and long sleeve.
Oh, I love that. And I was thinking workout gear. I did not put any workout gear on my list, but I was thinking that falls in the category to me of stuff that I love to get, but I don't necessarily go buy for myself very often, you know, because it feels like an indulgence, but like I would be so excited to have that as a little gift.
I also saw today when I was in Target earlier, I saw there's a new line at Target called Joy Lab, which I have not tried, but the workout leggings were in such fun. They had so many cute, fun prints, some florals and some like one that kind of looked like a black and white and orange camo, like really cute.
Oh, cute.
Really cute workout stuff. And I looked at, I think the leggings were like $29.99. The Lucy stuff is pricier, but it's so, so good. So if you know somebody who's like somebody like my sister-in-law, who is consistently serious about her exercise and all that kind of stuff, then I think that's a great gift to give them because it's something that they will really use. But it's also, I love that it's practical, because who doesn't want a top that covers their behind at the gym, if they are, especially maybe over the age of 40. So,
yeah. Oh, I love that. Well, and I was thinking, you said something earlier that I had thought about too, but I did not put on a list. But if you know somebody in your life who's a worker outer, like a little pair of like grippy socks in a stocking would be a great little stocking stuffer, because like I know when I do Smart Bar, you need grippy socks.
Right. And same with Soul Dance. You need grippy socks. Also, the feature socks are awesome. And F-E-E-T-U-R-E-S. But those socks are so great if you are a walker or if you're a runner. They're just enough cushion. Come in lots of fun colors. And again, that's something that I'm not going to go buy for myself usually, because they're like $15 a pair. Maybe every once in a while, but they're great. And another great stocking stuffer if you're looking for something like that.
Okay. I love that. Okay. Very good. Okay. I'm going to switch gears and go to, because I was trying to think of a couple of things for men, because I feel like those are, to me, Perry's my hardest person to buy for.
Sure.
And none of these are really going to work for him because he already has them all, but maybe it'll work for somebody else. But I will say that we bought him like 2 years ago during the Nordstrom sale, the North Face Apex Bionic Windproof and Waterproof Jacket. And it's pricey. So it would be like for your husband or your dad or a man in your life that you spend a little bit more on. But he's like so particular about his jackets. I can't even tell you. It's like a whole thing. Like it has to be, and you can't have a cuff, but you've got to not let in the wind, and it's got to be breathable. And I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's got to be hand woven by fairies, but it also has to be manly. It's a whole thing. But like he loves that jacket. Like, it feels like the biggest score to me. It falls. I know now why, you know how you hear how some husbands, like if their wife likes something, they just get her a new one in like every color from then on. Like you find a gift. Like I wish I could just buy him this jacket over and over again, because it was such a score and he loves it. But it's a great gift. It keeps you really warm. You know, I mean, it's as big of a jacket as he would ever need for a Texas winter. But I think even when you live in a colder climate, I think it's a pretty heavy duty jacket, but it's also very slim, fitting so it's not bulky.
Okay. I think you actually sent me the link to that one time when I was looking for something for David, and then come to find out he has it too.
There you have it. So yeah, it was,
and he loves it. He loves that jacket.
Yeah, it's a good one. But then I also saw like that's a lesser price point. North Face has a men's just a zip up fleece. It's called the Caprock fleece jacket. And I know Perry does not like there again. You're welcome to buy him a Christmas gift if you would like to, because it's a nightmare for me. Mm-hmm. But he doesn't like any kind of fleece that you have to pull on or off over your head.
Okay.
Like he didn't want to have to, you know, because he's like, I wear it and then I get hot and then I got to pull it and then you got to hold your shirt under down and then the whole thing, it's a, you know, it's a whole process. Mm-hmm. But this is like it's a fleece jacket, but it's an actual zip all the way up or down. So it satisfies the needs of a fleece, but you don't have to worry about pulling it all over your head.
Okay.
So, and there it's more like $70, but they come in several different colors. But I thought a zip up fleece, that may actually be what he's getting for Christmas, because I was like, that would actually work for him, I think, if he didn't have to pull it over his head.
If you were doing a stocking stuffers for a guy, if you were, because I feel like here's something that I would do as a stocking stuffer for a guy that is something that I would never use in 900 years.
Okay.
It's a headlamp. I would put a headlamp.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Perry Schenkel will tell you a person can't own enough headlamps. You can't. When we thought Hurricane Harvey was going to hit us, like we were prepping for that. I'm going to tell you, we have a bowl, like a large white bowl that I keep like kind of in the center of our kitchen island. And he filled that bowl up with all our various lighting battery operated apparatuses. If we have one headlamp, we have 24. Sure. We could have put 6 on the dog. We could have had them on every wrist, ankle, head, the whole deal.
Now, would he say an LED headlamp?
Oh, are you an amateur? I'm
just saying, I felt like that was the direction he'd go in. I was just wanting to specify, don't go out and get some non-LED headlamp. That's garbage.
You don't even want to mess around. Mm-hmm. No, you don't even want to mess around with non-LED light. That is for weaklings. That is for people who don't know anything. That's for people who pull a fleece over their head. I mean, no, you.
You know, when we redid our kitchen, and you were the one, you said, I think you need to think about your under counter lighting. We're getting off topic here, but I'm just going to follow up. You said, I think you need to think about it. I was like, oh, okay. Well, anyway, I ended up ordering this under counter LED light system. We had an electrician come install it, and it has a switch that mounts on the backsplash, and it has a dimmer. And so, but at the time, David was like, I don't really know that we need that. And I was like, well, I think probably we'll be glad we did it in the end. I am here to tell you, if he does not love that LED light coming out from under our cabinets, and that he can dial that sucker up or he can dial it down, like it has been such a hit. I can't imagine our kitchen now without it, but there's something about LED light that makes a lot of men really happy.
Yeah. LED light is the only light that really matters. I mean, they would change the sun to an LED light if they could.
All our light bulbs now are LED light bulbs. Yep. Like it's a whole thing, which another great gift. If you have a man that you don't know what to buy for, I'm telling you, give a man a big thing of LED light bulbs. And I believe it will be a hit. I believe it will be.
I agree with that. They love an LED. Well, and that falls under, I had put this down kind of as like a little stocking stuffer slash. Now it's pricier. It's like $65. So it could fit in a stocking, but it's also a nicer gift. But I think Perry, listen, I know he's not going to listen to this podcast because he told somebody the other day that I have something called a blog cast that I do. So I feel safe that he's not going to know about this. But I saw, so he's a big, his favorite type of flashlight is a Surefire flashlight. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. They're Surefire flashlights are the best. But I noticed that Surefire makes, it's called the Sidekick Ultra Compact Triple Outlet Keychain Light.
Hold on. I need you to reread all those words to me.
Yeah, I know. It's the Surefire Sidekick Ultra Compact Triple Outlet Keychain Light. It just rolls right off the tongue.
I'm ordering one as soon as we finish recording this thing.
Yep. Ultra compact triple outlet keychain light.
It's good. It sounds like, honestly, it sounds like, I don't know that I could give David Hudson anything that he would love more than that right there. I don't even know what that thing is. It's got all the words he likes.
Yeah, but it's LED light. It is a keychain light that you can put on your keychain or you can fasten to various things. There's a video, when I looked it up on Amazon, there's a video that demonstrates all the different ways that you could use it. But it's just a really powerful flashlight, not just like one of those little bitty ones, but it's like actually a really pretty bright flashlight that goes on your keychain. And
I'm going to need you to send me the link to that. When you wanted to include that.
Mm-hmm. When I saw that, I'm like, oh yeah, Perry's getting that for Christmas for sure, because he is a believer. You know, he always, like when I leave to go like on a speaking trip, he's always like, do you have a flashlight in your purse? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no, why would I? I mean, for what? But he's like, what if the electricity goes out in your hotel? And I'm like, I guess I'd sit there in the dark. I don't know.
Well, you did have that happen. You had a fire alarm go off.
Yeah, we had a fire alarm, but the lights stayed on. But but I could have used a Sidekick ultra compact triple outlet keychain light that night when I was out in the parking lot.
What is the triple outlet part? I don't even understand what that means.
I don't really know what that means either. I think it lights up. If I remember, it lights up to like three different brightness levels.
Okay.
So maybe that's what it means by triple outlet, is it's maybe three kinds of different light. Okay. I don't know.
Okay.
But anyway, that I'm just telling you, that would fall under, that's a good manly gift for the man that is hard to buy.
Well, and I'm about to buy it. So thank you for that.
So there you have it on Amazon.
Okay. I had one runner up that I didn't put in with my initial list, but I think I'm going to go ahead and mention it anyway, just because I know we have run the Gap pajama leggings into the ground because they're wonderful and you should buy them for people if you haven't bought them already.
They would be a great gift.
But my friend Casey found, it was a couple of weeks ago. She was in TJ Maxx one day and she found these lounge pants that are almost feel like sweater pants, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, you know, TJ Maxx, you can't, like, it's, you get it and it's gone. There's not like there's a huge stock of things. So, I've been on a little bit of a quest to find something similar. And at Target, they have their pajama pant joggers.
Oh.
And they're so soft. Like, they are so, so, so soft. But also, you could actually wear them out of the house if you had on, like, you know, a sweatshirt or a fleece or something with your tennis shoes. Like, you could really wear them to the grocery store or whatever. They're super cute. And so, I'll add a link for those, too. That's another great gift. They go from extra small, I think, to double extra large. So they come in a wide range of sizes and there's a couple of different colors. So just a cute little
thing. Oh, that's good. Yeah. And that might be a good, I feel like I might need that because I feel like I have debated several times with my Gap leggings. Like, can I wear these to HEB? Like, I'm getting a little too comfortable in them, you know, where I'm like, yeah. They're probably okay.
They're probably okay. If my t-shirt or my sweatshirt's long enough, it's probably fine. Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably fine. But I'm like, well, they're striped, so they look very much like pajama pants.
They're so warm.
They're so comfortable. I never want to take them off. But it might be better for me to have an option that I could legitimately walk into the grocery store and not shame my family.
Right. And these are actually pajamas, but they really, I mean, they look like super cute joggers. They're kind of heathered and they will buy you a little bit more maybe grocery shopping time than your pajama leggings from Gap will. But really cute, really soft, and again, something that people of all ages would enjoy, I feel like.
Okay. I like that. That's good to know. Well, and that's an easy, because you're in Target, you know, when you run in Target, that's just an easy thing to pick up. And I feel like Target has lots of cute little like sweatshirts and different stuff like that now too. So that would be an easy, like, combine those with like a cute little sweatshirt or a pair of socks or something like that.
Yeah. There's so much good stuff in there right now. I think few things are as happy to me as Target at the holidays.
Yeah. They kill it with the holidays. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you. And now this year they've got all that Chip and Joanna Gaines business in there and it'll just flat, you'll end up spending $100 so fast your head will spin.
I know. But luckily these pajama bottoms or the joggers are only, I think they're $16.99. So I'm all for, like, what's something cute I can do for less than $20 if it's, you know, just to, like, I want to give somebody a little happy. And then if I'm buying a nicer gift, I like a $40 limit. Like I tend to think, I tend to think 20, 40, 60 when it comes to Christmas presents. And, and 60 would be kind of the exception. Like that would be a David present, but really nobody else is getting a $60 present for me.
Yeah, no, it's, you really do need like a good, like middle of the road price, you know, because, you know, you don't want to go broke.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah. Took me a while to say that. Now I have another little thing. This was a random thing, but Gully just actually bought these for her husband for his birthday. And she told me they were one of his little birthday gifts and they were a hit.
Okay.
But they are called, you will appreciate, they are called pup socks. And you can send in a picture of your dog and you can get some customized socks with your dog on them. So I actually, when I went to the website, I saw they are not just pup socks. You can also send in cats. You can do cat socks. But if you have a man in your life, I mean, like, I'm going to tell you right now, Perry Schenkel is for sure getting a pair of socks with Piper on them for Christmas. Because that's just way too hilarious. And so I think that's kind of a cute little, I mean, if you know somebody who loves their dog, I think that's kind of a funny little gift.
And will Piper and Mabel get Christmas presents in your house?
No, probably not. Okay. I mean, I feel like I've tried to do that. Like I've tried it, but all they do is they growl at each other over what the other one gets and then they get in a fight. And so it doesn't really work. So they'll just, they'll get what they get every day, which is love. That's
okay.
They're not the best of sisters. They tend to covet what their others, what the other sister has.
Yeah.
So I buy little things and then I have a whole like cabinet up in the laundry room where I've had to put everything. And like every now and then something will fall out. And I know, cause all of a sudden I'll hear Piper like growling, you know, and I'm like, oh, the stuffed, whatever fell out of the cabinet. I know they aren't good sharers.
Bless them.
I know.
Okay.
So,
well, that feel like we, those were some delightful options. You really helped me today.
Well, you helped me today. I feel like I have lots of little thoughts. Okay, can I say one more? Because I was real intrigued by this one, and I feel like this could fall under, I always think about like Gully with her boys, because I just think there are people that are harder to buy for.
Mm-hmm.
But I was on Urban Outfitters, and I was just kind of in, because I really had thought about like a record player, because I feel like the kids today are wanting to go back, and they do have record players at Urban Outfitters. But what I found that I was even more intrigued by that I think could be an interesting gift is it's a 3-in-1 wireless speaker cooler.
What?
So what this is it's a cooler, like the kind you put drinks in, like what those, you know, like the Igloo coolers, like the kind that you carry that have, but have like the little drink dispenser down at the bottom, you know, where like you could fill them with stuff, but you can charge your phone and you can play your music. It's got a speaker.
I'm so confused, but I'm so intrigued at the same time. Is it a wireless speaker?
Yeah, it's a wireless speaker.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's a wireless speaker, but it also cools your drinks, but you can also charge your phone on it if you need to. And I thought about this for Perry for like the job site, because hydration is key. So he always mixes up Gatorade for his crew on summer mornings to make sure everybody stays hydrated. But I thought they could put their Gatorade in the cooler and they could listen to music.
How about it?
I
feel like this is what I'm going to run into at the beach this next year. You know, I feel like it's tricky at the beach because a lot of people like to be DJs, right?
Yeah.
So I feel like if you combine a cooler with a speaker, I mean, that's a beach goer's dream come true, I feel like.
Yeah, it's a lot going on. Well, and I even thought like Caroline and her soccer team, like they like to have warm up music. So I'm like, I'm really thinking about I could get that for her. And then you've got like her cooler where she can like stay hydrated, but then they can also have music.
Well, I didn't even know such a thing existed.
Well, I didn't either. That's why I just felt like I had to throw it out there. It's $60. So it's not necessarily inexpensive, but if you have somebody who's really hard to buy for, I think that could be a good gift.
Well, I think so too. I think that's Urban Outfitters, you said.
That's Urban Outfitters. Yes. So I'll have the link, but I just thought that was kind of an interesting little, I was like, well, I have never seen anything like that. So, and here's the disclaimer, there are no reviews for it. So the sound may be terrible. But I don't know that. I just think it was, in theory, it's a really cool idea.
For sure it is.
Yeah. So there you have it. I mean, it's no, you know, lash stash mascara.
Well,
but it's
what is? Something.
Well, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. Well, I'm very excited. I feel like I've got some good ideas. I feel like you have inspired me. I feel like I may walk into Walmart for the first time and I can't tell you how long, so that I can present some baked goods to some people over the holidays. I'm pretty excited.
I know. I'm really excited about that May Designs thing, about getting some little notebooks for some people.
Some pens. Yeah. Okay. Well, look at that. Well, I hope everybody benefited from this as much as the two of us did.
Hey, and when you send me the links for this, for your stuff, also send me the link for the pens that you like to get Caroline, because I feel like some insight into a teenage girl's pen preferences is ministry. Like, I don't think they're very particular. So if you have some insight on that, I think don't hide that light under a bushel. Like, let's share it with everybody.
I will not. And I'm going to say too, I think on the subject of gel pens and girls liking to journal and write, I think, cause you're not going to say this, but I think an all in all devotional would be a really good gift for a teen girl in your life.
You're so sweet.
Because I think it's great. I think the content's great. I think that it's totally age appropriate. I think they would love that with a pack of pens. I think makes a lovely little gift or a stocking stuffer. So that I would throw that in there too.
Well, thanks, Big Mama.
Well, you're so welcome. So Caroline loves hers. And that's what I would say is, I mean, she really has enjoyed hers. And you know, she's a tough critic because
hey, listen. Yes, I do. I know she's a tough critic. I certainly do. Uh-huh.
So like, I'm going to say, like, she enjoys it. Here's how I know she enjoys it, because she actually opens it. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, the fact that she'll actually open it and read, I'm like, oh, she actually likes this, because we have had many a devotional that has been bought and sat idle.
Well, hey, don't ask her too many questions about it, or you'll kill that thing on the vine. Like, that's what I'm learning in this stage of life. If Alex really likes something, I have to be like super breezy about it and really not comment on it at all, or he'll decide he doesn't because I'm too interested in it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And so it can't possibly be good if you're that excited about it.
That's right. Anyway.
I know.
Oh, gosh, they're funny.
Oh, I know. So there you have it.
Well, I hope that everybody, if you are getting out in the madness of Black Friday, I hope that you enjoy that. And if you are going to save your crazy for some Cyber Monday shopping, I hope that goes well for you. But more than anything, we hope you have a Merry Christmas season, the whole thing, that it is full of joy and fun for you and the people you love.
Absolutely. And don't let the stress get to you. Just remember, you don't have to do it all.
Nope, you don't. You don't really even have to do any of it if you don't want to.
You really don't.
David can tell you that that was sort of my strategy last year after Mama died. Yeah. It was like, we're going to do bare minimum here and we're going to call it Christmas. And it still was Christmas. It was just fine.
Yep, that's right. It's all good. So, well, I hope everybody has a great one.
Me too. And we will, we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, we hope you enjoy some of these gift ideas.
Bye, everybody.
We'll talk to y'all later. Bye-bye.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.